Hi there. Welcome to A Course on Karma. This is the first time I've ever taught a course that was specifically dedicated to karma, but I think it's definitely time. We see the world and we see so many things that are changing and moving and shifting. I think it's really important that we have a deeper understanding of karma, which is exactly where I'm going to start. If you're like me, in the beginning, I didn't actually know a lot about karma, and it's taken me some time to learn and even deeper or have a deeper awareness of karma, what it is and what it isn't. I think that we're all very familiar with the saying karma is a bitch. You know, someone does us wrong and that's usually one of the first things that comes out of our mouths, followed up by sometimes a few colorful other words. But, you know, we tend to have someone do us wrong and we may feel like, you know, our hands are tied and there's nothing that we can do back to them. So for example, someone comes and steals, you know, your car, you think, oh, karma's a bitch. So what you're doing is sending out an energetic vibration out into the universe that you are, or the universe, as you put it, is going to get revenge. Don't do that. Because everything you say, everything you feel, everything you experience, karma is like the dust that lays on us, like the snippet of our lives that we take through every moment and every minute. You know, there's not a clear-cut definition of karma, but the best way I can say it is any action you take will decide your fate either in this life or in the next life. So basically, do good and good will come to you, do bad and, well, bad will come to you. It has a lot to do with the law of attraction. So, excuse me, society, you know, kind of scoffs at any law or rule that's laid out by something that isn't like in the physical realm. But karma has proven time and time again that karma is definitely around us and with us all the time. So I think it's really important as we talk about karma and as we talk about a deeper understanding of it, that we really understand that karma is in our everyday life. And it's something that just happens every day. It's something that we're living. It's our experience. It's easy to confuse it as, you know, I cut someone off in traffic 2 years ago, so that's why this bad thing is happening to me now. When it's really my thoughts and feelings and words that fuel my actions, thus feeding the karmic cycle of life. So karma is an action channeled by thought. So if your friends walk around saying, I'm doomed, she is not simply condemning herself. She is repeating a familiar negative thought pattern that can wreak havoc on her present, but also on her future decisions. And it's important to understand the root meaning of karma so that we don't perpetuate an unfounded belief system that victimizes our own minds and our own souls. It doesn't necessarily have rewards or punishments. It's an energetic exchange that is created, powered, and contained by the self. I just want you to think about that. It's an energetic exchange that is created, powered, and contained by the self. So it's not about what other people do to you. It's about what they're doing to themselves. So the next time you feel good about yourself, speak kindly, observe the moments of self-judgment, giving yourself another chance. That's a karmic boost. So when you feel badly about yourself or something that you've done recently or in the past, use the mantra, next time I will do better. It's not really good versus bad. It's a constant work in progress as we're constantly working on our journey in this lifetime. You see, that's what karma is all about. Change your thoughts, change your life. And being open to that is such a big, big thing. You know, it's paramount to understand that improving our lives and growing into a better person is what we're meant to do here. It's wonderful if you think that you're meant to be here to buy a Ferrari or a Lamborghini, but it's not really it. Change your negative behavior can clear your toxic mind. Change your life and karma will show you its appreciation. What you have around you will reflect that. Karma also has a law of forgiveness. So when you don't forgive and you hold on to grudges, you may even have ill thoughts of doing harm to another person or speaking badly about them. It has nothing to do with it being like, oh, karma got you from trying to hurt them. Karma got you because it hears you and you were holding on to those negative, hurtful thoughts and feelings, and it was something that you were actually doing to yourself. Karma also follows the law of giving, and giving just opens up the floodgates for receiving. So it maintains the flow of abundance and goodness that all the selflessness givers give and flow. You know, when you give from your ego, see what happens. When you give from your heart, see what happens. And truly, the karma that's connected to that giving will sort of dictate what's happening and what the energy is around you in your life. Now, karma is also really affected and connected to the law of cause and effect, or the law of attraction. They kind of go hand in hand. It goes back to the be good, do good, receive good rule. On the flip side, be bad, do bad, receive bad. That's why it's pretty important to always do good. And the thing is that there's so much. I just feel overwhelmed by this topic because there's so much about karma that I think that people aren't really understanding. Karma is not you stole the truck, so you have bad karma happen to you. It's not about the truck. It's about the energy that you put out there when you stole the truck. I can't afford to buy myself my own truck. I'm in a terrible situation, terrible spot. Or screw them, I'm going to steal their truck and ha ha ha. Like, it's all those feelings connected to the person that stole the truck that then goes on to dictate what the karmic experience is. Has nothing to do with the person that lost the truck. That isn't even nothing to do with them. They can ensue their karma by getting involved, and when they notice their truck is gone, they're like, oh, karma's gonna get that person that did this. Listen, that's got nothing to do with you wishing bad karma on someone else. Otherwise, it's not a good place to be. Wayne Dyer said it best: how people treat you is their karma, but how you react is your karma, is yours. I love that quote. I love it. So be open to growth and to change and to learning and to evolving. If you don't change your ways, or at least be open-minded enough to learn a more positive way of living, then nothing changes. And it just goes back to the law of cause and effect. And you're just stuck in this victim cycle. It's just like this ick. And it might be gone for a little bit of time, but you're always going to work your way back to the ick if you can't get above it. Blaming other people for what's happened is completely shrugging off your responsibilities as a person. You and you alone are responsible for your karma, your life, the good and for the bad. Take responsibility for your life with open eyes to make better choices in the future. Listen, I know I was in my 20s and 30s. I did this all the time. Nothing was ever my fault. And my mother used to say, everything you justify, you can never change. You have to take accountability. And that means also taking accountability for your karma. Be present and be in the now. Our past is out of our control. Listen, whatever you did yesterday, the karma that is coming, good or bad from that, you can't control that. You don't have any control over that karma. But you have to be mindful of your words and your actions today. Be kind, be loving, be caring, be in the moment, and be grateful. That's your karma today. Then you have connected energy that's all around us in the universe. And by staying disconnected, we're not serving any good purpose to the people or to our planet. It's important to do good to the world, to stay connected through love, through energy, through physical form. That's the karma that we want coming in and presenting ourselves in our lives. Stay motivated and determined to give and to grow and to inspire others. If we fail to inspire, then we fail to contribute. And then if we fail to contribute, we fail to keep this energy of love going. And trust me, as we move into 2023, we need love more than you have ever could imagine. It has to start somewhere. So why doesn't it start with you? And last but not least, we have the law of patience. And with patience comes reward. We all know that the better we do, the more rewards that we'll reap. Patience is a virtue, and it's not ours to know when our rewards will be, when the karma will come, when will I get the good things from the good deeds. Remember, we give and love selfishly. Selflessly is what I'm trying to say. And by doing so, That's when we can expect things to change. But by demanding karma be here now and that good things come, I want something good because I bought them a coffee yesterday. It doesn't work like that. Did you buy the coffee because you wanted to know how it made them feel? Did you buy the coffee because you wanted them to feel good? Or did you buy the coffee because you wanted to feel good? When you can understand that, then you can understand the law of karma.